a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today will be Pastor Paul Bly from the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance will be Pages Jacob Thomas from Watertown and Jordan Johnson from Castlewood.
Let us pray. Almighty God, King of the universe, we come before you with thankful hearts for all of your goodness, loving kindness, and generosity. We are humbled by the honor you have bestowed on us for caring for your beautiful creation, including all of the people of South Dakota. Help us, we pray, to do so with wisdom and careful discernment. Bless these leaders of our state that they may know your will and have the courage to do it. Lord, as these legislators gather here to do their work, they leave precious families and communities back home. We lift them up for well-being, comfort, and peace. O gracious God, we pray also for those who work so diligently behind the scenes for our common welfare. Keep them in your care and give them a sense of true teamwork and fulfillment in their work. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Representative Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hansen, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Latterell, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Miller, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Versio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Gosch.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present. Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 12th day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1170 and 1180 do pass amended. David Lust, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1119 and 1133 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Jacqueline Sly, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1035 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1052 do pass, amended, and be placed on the consent calendar. And House Bill 1129 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Roger D. Solem, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1130 and Senate Bill 38 do pass. House Bill 1150 do pass, amended. House Bill 1163 do pass, amended, and be placed on the consent calendar. And House Bill 1131 is deferred to the 41st legislative day. Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 14, 32, 57, 75, 83, 89, and 110, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House Resolution 1001. A resolution endorsing the induction of Tom C. Miller into the PRCA Rodeo Hall of Fame. The Speaker has waived the committee referral.
Speaker, I'd like to welcome the Students for Higher Education, the SHED group representing the State University in South Dakota, DSU, SDSU, NSU, BHSU, SDSMT, and USD. If you're here, please stand up and be recognized. Also in the gallery at some point today, if they're not already here, the Women for Women organization should be here. They are wearing purple today. Are you here? Please stand and be recognized. Thanks for coming to our Capitol. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Bluss moves that the reports of the standing committees on State Affairs on House Bill 1030 and 1113, and on Education on House Bill 1087, and on Judiciary on House Bill 1073, 1096, and 1106 of the House Journal be adopted.
Those in favor of the Less motion will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. First reading of House Bills. We have about 40 House bills in front of us today that will get their first reading. Under our Constitution, each bill must be read twice in each chamber. This will be the first reading of these bills.
House Bill 1237, an act to revise certain provisions to abortion counseling. House Bill 1236, an act to prohibit the recovery of damages in certain wrongful birth and wrongful life civil suits based upon the lost opportunity to terminate the life of an unborn child. House Bill 1235, an act to revise certain provisions to prohibit the use of public resources to influence the outcome of elections. House Bill 1232, an act to differentiate the penalty for hiring another person to engage in sexual activity based on the age of the victim and to provide a penalty therefor. House Bill 1231, an act to change the rate and manner of calculation of prejudgment and post-judgment interest.
Speaker assigns House Bill 1203 to Education, 1204 Education, 1205 State Affairs, 1206 Judiciary, 1207 Commerce, 1208 Health, 1209 State Affairs, 1210 State Affairs, 1211 Judiciary, 1212 State Affairs, 1213 Education, 1214 State Affairs, 1215 State Affairs, 1216 Judiciary, 1217 State Affairs, 1218 Taxation, 1219 Judiciary, 1220 State Affairs, 1221 State Affairs, 1222 State Affairs, 1223 State Affairs, 1224 Local Government, 1225 Judiciary, 1226 Judiciary, 1227 Health, 1228 Agriculture, 1229 Taxation, 1230 Local Government, 1231 Judiciary, 1232 Judiciary, 1233 Health, 1234 Commerce, 1235 Judiciary, 1236 Judiciary, 1237 Judiciary, 1238 Commerce, 1239 Taxation, 1240 Commerce, 1241 Health, 1242 State Affairs, 1243 Commerce, 1244 State Affairs, 1245 Education, 1246 Agriculture, 1247 Appropriations, and 1248 Health. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 57, an act to define a biodiesel producer and bulk plant operator and revise certain statutory references and to make certain form and style changes regarding motor fuel taxation. Senate Bill 83, an act to designate Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Days as a working holiday.
Speaker assigns Senate Bill 14 to Education, 32 to State Affairs, 57 to Transportation, 75 to Commerce, 83 State Affairs, 89 State Affairs, 110 State Affairs. Consent calendar items.
Representative Boland requests that House Bill 1098 be removed from the consent calendar.
1098 will be removed from the consent calendar and placed on the debate calendar tomorrow.
House Bill 1082, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the designation of official newspapers for municipalities. House Bill 1116, an act to revise the terms and expiration dates of appointees to certain boards and commissions. House Bill 1125, an act to allow perpetual care and maintenance guarantee funds for cemeteries to be administered by cemetery corporations. House Bill 1127, an act to provide for certain use of income and principal from a perpetual care and maintenance guarantee fund for cemeteries.
The consent calendar bills, having had their second reading or for consideration final passage, are there any questions? Seeing no questions, the question before the House is final passage of the consent calendar bills. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. Representative Rosen.
Personal privilege,
granted.
Please. I would like to introduce to you my grandson, Keel Nelson, from Mitchell, who is in his third year of joining me for 1 week. So if you see him around, keep an eye on him, and he's actually keeping an eye on me. So say hello to Keel.
Welcome.
Representative Cronin Hayek. Mickelson. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, 2 excused.
The consent calendar bills, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Seeing none, titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1108 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1108, having had its second reading, is up for consideration. Final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, House Bill 1108 is a recommendation from the Open Government Task Force. Currently, the open meetings law applies to public boards and commissions, but only if a quorum of the members are present. If a city has a 9-member commission and appoints a 4-member finance committee, that committee would not have to hold open meetings because less than half of the members are present. The purpose of the bill is to change the law to apply to any committee of a board that is created by statute, ordinance, or resolution. This would mean that a committee that is formally created by a board would need to follow the open meetings law. I will stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1108. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote.
Greenfield votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 63 yeas, 5 nays.
House Bill 1108, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1017, an act to establish and revise certain provisions, bond amounts, fees, and penalties related to the regulation of grain warehouses and grain buyers, and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1017, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hoffman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. House members, we bring you today House Bill 1017. The failure of Anderson Seed Company in February of 2012 is the primary reason we have this bill on the floor today. The Public Utilities Commission proposes changes to the grain statutes to provide better tools for uncovering financial problems within the grain handling industry. This bill will require grain buyers to provide up-to-date financial information at the time of grain buyer licensing and renewal. It will require grain buyers to report to the PUC if they fall out of compliance with the financial licensing criteria. It narrows the range of purchases used to determine the size of a grain buyer's bond. It strengthens the requirements of grain buyers to provide the information necessary for the PUC to conduct an inspection of a buyer, And it provides for penalties if a grain buyer does not comply with the requirements of this bill. This bill provides these tools without overregulating the grain handling industry. It was developed in cooperation with the grain handling industry and producer organizations, and is and has been supported by these groups both before and during committee. I urge you your support of House Bill 1017, and finally let me explain the emergency clause. In South Dakota, the licensing period begins April 1st. If we would not have the emergency clause on this, this bill would not go into effect until July 1st. Therefore, we want to get this in as soon as we can. All the new applications will fall under these guidelines, and we brought everyone to the table. I'm asking that you do, too, with a green vote for House Bill 1017 today. Mr. Speaker, it has been an honor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1017. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote. Yeah, I apologize. Thank you, Chief Clerk. This is a two-thirds vote for the emergency clause and for the fee, which is increases to a continuously appropriated fund. Two-thirds vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 66 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 1017, having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1118, an act to revise certain provisions regarding special motor vehicle license plates for veterans with disabilities.
House Bill 1118, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, our local veteran service officer brought this to my attention here a number of weeks ago. And the way the statute reads today is a veteran, according to the statute, says under compensation which is considered a service-connected injury. For this special plate, the DMV is making that interpretation to mean a loss of a leg, an arm, and so on, the key word being injury. However, as we know it today, we have disabled veterans, 100% disabled veterans that have not lost a limb. They may be disabled because of post-traumatic stress syndrome, Gulf War syndrome, issues now relating clear back to the Vietnam War that may have dealt with Agent Orange. The VA now recognizes that as a disability. And so all of those 100% disabled veterans in this other category that I've just described are not eligible for this particular plate. And so what I've done is simply tweak the statute so DMV can look at that and say, for a total service-connected disability, and then that veteran who is suffering from post-traumatic stress can get this disabled, 100% disabled plate. And so with that, I would appreciate your consideration on House Bill 1118. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? House Bill 1118. Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1118. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. Once again, Chief Clerk, thank you. This is also a two-thirds vote. Two-thirds vote, House Bill 1118.
Representative Schaefer. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas.
House Bill 1118, having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1014, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to purchase a structure for use by South Dakota School of Mines and Technology and to make an appropriation therefor.
House Bill 1014, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1014 authorizes the Board of Regents to purchase a structure at the South Dakota School of Mines. The bill allows the South Dakota School of Mines and the state of South Dakota to acquire ownership of a building located at the South Dakota School of Mines campus, but currently owned by the South Dakota School of Mines Foundation. The bill also makes an appropriation to accomplish the transaction for the good and valuable consideration of $1. The 4,200 square foot commercial building was purchased by the foundation for the purpose of providing child care services to South Dakota School of Mines students, faculty, and staff. The South Dakota School of Mines Foundation renovated and equipped the building to make it suitable as a child care facility. The building is structurally sound and is presently being used as a child care facility, serving 64 children. The building is located on state property, used for state business, and should be owned by the state and South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. This passed appropriations 9-0 on Friday, and I urge your support on 1014. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Representative Steele.
Question for the representative from Rapid City.
State your question, please.
Why is this? Why is the change taking place? Why isn't it left the way it was or the way it is? I've never heard any reason on why we're doing this change. Why are they buying it? Why do they need it? I wonder if I can get an answer for that.
Representative Dryden, would you like to answer that question?
I'll attempt. The foundation purchased the building and moved it to the campus for child care facilities. The foundation did. They have recovered their cost of purchase and renovation, and the School of Mines wants to own the building because it is on their site. And they want to continue to provide child care facilities for their faculty and staff. And because, again, it's on state property, it's used by the School of Mines, and it just felt that it'd be better that they owned it rather than the foundation.
Representative Steele, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm done.
Any further remarks? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the gentleman carrying the bill.
State your question, please.
Curious, how much do we have a fiscal note, or do we have any idea of how much it's going to be costing the citizens of South Dakota for extra expenses on having this bill on the roll, or excuse me, having this building on the roll?
Representative Dryden, would you like to answer that question?
The School of Mines, there is an outside business that leases that building and runs the child care business, so the School of Mines will generate some revenue from that that should cover the cost of maintenance and maintaining the building.
Representative Nelson, you still have the floor.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Further remarks? See no further remarks. Question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1014. This will also be a two-thirds vote. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 66 ayes, 2 nays.
House Bill 1014, having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1115, an act to clarify the deliberative process exception to certain open records provisions.
House Bill 1115, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hansen.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill comes to us from the Open Government Task Force. Under current law, documents that are used by a government official for the deliberative process are not open records. Well, there's a concern that under the current law, a government official that uses a public document to make a decision could claim that the document is now sealed or no longer public because of this exception. So this bill simply clarifies the law to say that if a document is already public, it doesn't become a sealed record simply because a government official uses it to make a decision. Other states with this exception have a provision like this, but for some reason when South Dakota adopted this law back in 2009, we didn't add this last sentence to the statute. So I would respectfully encourage your favorable consideration. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1115. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote.
Representative Hayek and Parsley. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas.
House Bill 1115, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
Representative Lust moves that Senate or House Bill 1126 be deferred to Wednesday, January 30th, the 15th legislative day.
Those in favor of the Lust motion will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
House Bill 1097, an act to revise certain provisions relating to an employer's denial of workers' compensation claims.
House Bill 1097, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill, House Bill 1097, deals with employees that are injured on the job. So you have an occasion where a worker is injured and their health care provider says, well, we don't have to pay the bill because it was job-related. Well, workers' comp says at the same time, we don't have to pay because we don't feel like it was job-related. Now, when this occurs, a health care provider is not getting paid, and the injured party is racking up a bunch of bills, and it could potentially damage their credit. So this bill says if work comp won't cover it, then their health insurance, the injured party's health insurance, must pay right now. Then, if it's found later that the work comp, that it should have fallen under work comp, they must go back and pay the health care company for the money that they had paid the health care provider. So, this bill ensures that health care hospitals and doctors are being paid in a timely fashion. It also makes sure that people that are injured at work aren't racking up a bunch of hospital bills. So if you have any questions, I'll stand by for any, but I would certainly appreciate your favorable consideration. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House, final passage of House Bill 1097. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Otten. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 ayes.
House Bill 1097, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills.
Representative Lusk moves that Senate Bill 37 and 26 be deferred to Tuesday, January 29th, the 14th legislative day.
Those in favor of the Lusk motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert to order business number 5. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bill 1008 and 1009 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9:40 a.m. January 28, 2013. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, Chair.
Speaker signs an act to revise certain requirements for certified public accountant firms licensed in South Dakota. Announcements. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you very much. With your permission, I've got three announcements today.
Proceed.
Thank you very much. Tonight at the Ramcota River Center, I believe the Ag Fest is still going on. First announcement, Monday, January 28th, open 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Second is, everyone remember, tomorrow night is the Attorney General's invitation to the open house out at the Mickelson Law Center. Bring your firearms, bring your straight shooting finger, whichever side that is, a little bit of money, fundraiser for CASA. We're going to have a great time and get to see what our trained law enforcement goes through on a regular basis out in that building, which is absolutely phenomenal. Final message, which is three. I know they're getting a little long. I'll be done here very shortly. We've got a little time, but having fun today. Thank you very much for the latitude, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning at 7:30, House Ag. Thank you.
Thank you. And along those lines, I will add that the AGC dinner scheduled for tonight at the Ramcota has been canceled due to weather, so enjoy Egg Fest just a little bit more. Further announcements. Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations tomorrow at 8 o'clock, the Board of Regents.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At 3:05, up in room 413, there's going to be a presentation on a home-based online pre-K, that's kind of a big mouthful, but home-based online pre-K program that they're doing in Utah, and it's House Bill 1183 is based on that concept. So if you would like more information, come up and join us in room 413 at 5 minutes to 3. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, House Taxation will be taking up a couple bills. Thank you.
Further announcements. Representative Munsterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Health and Human Services, tomorrow morning, 7:45.
Further announcements. Speaker. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., your House Local Government Committee will have another fun-filled day, be handling four bills. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., House Transportation Committee. Thank you.
Further announcements.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know I'm kind of double-downing on good favoritism from you. This is four. Thank you. I believe interns and pages can come tomorrow night to the Mickelson fun evening. That's now. I've said this now that we had a message coming over to the mailroom from the Attorney General. If that changes between now and tomorrow, I'll let you know before. But right now, it sounds like interns and pages can come on out with us and tour that building. Thank you.
Very good. Further announcements. Seeing none. Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor of adjourning will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Ayes have it. We're adjourned.